So I want to, speaking of other crazy stories, just can you tell real quick the story of when you were watching the Bercher fire in Mesa Verde, when you were seeing the guardrails come undone?
Yeah, that was early on, when right after we moved here, there were a series of big forest fires, and one of them was the Bercher fire, which was in July of the year 2000, and we'd only been here less than a year at that time, so I hardly even knew exactly where everything was still in the park. But the fire started on would be the east side of the park, and it kind of burned west, and there's one area that it burned up until it reached the perimeter of what we call the Chapin 5 fire, which burned in 1995. Mm-hmm. And we were up on Chapin Mesa, and we were ordered to evacuate because the fire was coming our way. And up until that point, it really seemed to be contained in, you know, a safer area. But when we arrived at what we formerly called Bravo Cut, which was at about halfway into the park, it was clear the fire was going to burn up the escarpment, and we were not going to be able to get off the mesa at that point in time. And this was a very fast-burning fire. And right below the highway, the flame front was probably pretty close to maybe 100 feet high because it was burning up the ridge. And we stopped about, pretty close to a half a mile away, or maybe a third of a mile away, because we knew that we were not going to be able to get through the fire. So we were just going to have to hang on there, and if we had to, we would stay in front of it. We'd just keep driving towards Chapin Mesa. But we stopped to watch this fire, and the highway was going across just the upper part of the flame. And it was incredible, this fire. We could feel the heat, you know, all the way, you know, half a mile away. But we saw, or we started to hear, when the flame went up over the highway, we started to hear these funny noises, like bang, pop, and it would go boing, boing, and you'd hear this real metallic noise. And we could not figure out what on earth it was. And it kept going and going and going. Bang, bang, pop, boing, boing, you know. And we were all looking at each other going, what in the heck could that possibly be? And after the fire had burned up and it had cooled off, this is probably, maybe an hour or 90 minutes later, it looked like we could, you know, safely cross the front of the ridge where the fire had just burned up. And when we got there, there were these big flat pieces of long strips of metal all over the road. And what we were hearing was the guardrails that were on the side of the road burning and breaking off from their posts and snapping like rubber bands all over the place, all these bolts.
Because of the heat breaking from the fire. Because of
the heat from the fire.
Yeah.
And you know how guardrails have their shape, you know, they're kind of shaped like a sideways W, you mm-hmm. know, and ridges. And when we saw them, they were just as flat as they could be, and they had gotten obviously red hot and assumed their original preformed shape. Huh. And all of the guardrail posts, which were wood, and these are big posts, were just completely burned right off to the off the ground. And even the paint on the highway was gone. But the road actually stayed intact, and we didn't have to do anything except repaint and kind of clean them off and replace the guardrails. But it was really amazing to hear that noise. But I mean, there were all kinds of stories about those fires, and they were right up there as some of the probably most memorable catastrophes that happened. I can remember coming back into the park after the fire had burned through, and just was amazed at how charred and devastated the land was after that. And it's never been the same since, and we'll never see it back the way it was. But all the dust devils and all the wind that was blowing around is stirring up all the ashes, and all the trees look like something you would probably see on the planet Venus or Mars, And I can, in 2000, well, that same year, we had the Pony Fire that burned through Wetherill Mesa, too, and it completely leveled everything out there. And I can remember going back out onto Wetherill Mesa and not even knowing where I was. It was just no reference points. Everything was completely consumed by the fire.
Wow.
You're standing right there in the main parking lot, and you had no idea where you even were.